You're listening to the Healing in Ramadan podcast with Samina Ali. Assalamu alaikum and bismillah and Ramadan Mubarak to everybody. Thank you for joining me on my first episode on this podcast, Healing in Ramadan. Alhamdulillah that Allah has given us the opportunity to enter Ramadan again and be part of this blessed month. Alhamdulillah for all His blessings. What I wanted to start with was feeling disconnected from Ramadan. And I wanted to normalize it for everybody, because we enter Ramadan thinking that I'm supposed to be feeling a particular way, I'm supposed to be in a particular state. Ramadan starts and we feel like, hold on a minute, I'm not actually feeling the way I thought I would be feeling, or I haven't even achieved the kind of standard I wanted myself to be, or certain goals I wanted to achieve before Ramadan. And I really want to delve into this just to say to everybody that it's okay to enter Ramadan feeling disconnected, because you feeling disconnected actually demonstrates that you know what connection meant in the first place. Nobody can feel disconnected from something or a person or a month or anything until they actually experience what connection meant in the first place. So just the fact that you're feeling disconnected is actually a good sign, because it shows that you know what connection meant. So I want to first of all normalize that it's okay to feel disconnected right now. You know, Ramadan has just started and you may not be feeling great, and it's okay, right? And there is reasons why we feel this way, and I want to elaborate on them so it can help you understand personally for you why you may be feeling this way. I think it's really good to start this episode one on this, because this is going to prepare you for what's coming in the coming episodes, inshallah, and the work we would like to achieve in the healing journey in the coming episodes, inshallah. So there's two parts to this feeling of disconnect. There's an internal factor to this, and there's an external factor to this. So the internal factor is right now, like what may be going on for you. It may be you feeling stressed. It may be that you're feeling sad. It may be you're just not feeling great right now. So this is the internal part of it. It's what's going inside of you. Okay, any kind of feelings, emotions, this is all internal. This is you. Okay, and there's also an external part of this. So there's the internal matters and the external matters. So the external part of this is that you may be in a different place this Ramadan in comparison to previous Ramadans. And what I mean by this is maybe your location is different. Maybe your job is different. Maybe the place or the usual place of where you have Ramadan specifically is different. But it could also be things like maybe last Ramadan you were single and this Ramadan you are married. Maybe last Ramadan you were married and this Ramadan you are separated or divorced. Maybe last Ramadan you were married with no children and this Ramadan you have children. Maybe last Ramadan there was only one child and this Ramadan there's two children. So these are the external factors, and that's not an exhaustive list. These are some of the external factors that can influence how we are feeling this Ramadan. Another one that's just coming to my mind is that maybe last Ramadan you had the opportunity to just take time off work or reduce your workload just so you could be 100% present and focused in Ramadan. However, this year, that's not the case. Maybe you have some really important projects open at work, and therefore you will not be able to give the same 100% presence and focus to Ramadan like you had previously. So I've mentioned internal factors and I've also mentioned external factors. And I want you to think for yourself that if you have just entered this Ramadan, we are just right at the beginning, and you're suddenly just not feeling it, Could it be any of these two factors? Because it usually is. So that's an introspection that you would do for yourself to identify, is it internally what's going on for me, or is it externally what's going on for you? I mean, some other things that have just come to my mind regarding internal could even be things like burnout, overwhelm. So they just came to me now. They didn't come to me at the beginning. They've just come to me now, that feeling of burnout and overwhelm. And it could be because of external factors. Remember, the external will influence the internal. So it just could be where you are in life right now, where you may be feeling burnout, overwhelmed, exhausted, tired, all of these feelings. You may just be a new mother who's having sleepless nights with a newborn child. So it's like, how am I going to do this Ramadan? It's just not like how I perceived Ramadan to be. It's not how I anticipated Ramadan to be. Right now, we are all in this transition period because we're right at the beginning. So it's not like we're halfway through and we know how it's going to be. We're just right now transitioning and we are entering this very spiritual realm. And like I said, you're looking within yourself and outside of yourself, even, and you're just feeling, I'm not actually feeling this. That feeling of dread and like, is this how it's going to be? I want to make it very clear to everybody that all of these feelings are normal. All of what you are feeling is absolutely normal. It won't be the same year in, year out. Okay. And it's okay to recognize and accept and understand for yourself that year in, year out, Ramadan will be different for me. And it's okay that it will be like that. Every year we'll be in different places. Every year we'll be feeling different. Maybe some years consistently you felt the same over, a few consistent years. And you almost have set this target for yourself that every year it should feel like this. But this is unrealistic. We're humans. We are always changing. We're not stagnant. Life is not stagnant. So we have to move with that. Otherwise, it will feel like something's wrong, or it will feel like I'm wrong. So there's almost a feeling of either something's wrong outside of me, or then it may even manifest as this internal guilt, as if I should be doing something that I'm not doing right now, or I should even be feeling a certain way that I'm not feeling right now. So let go of all the feelings of how I should, the should, could, would, all of this kind of stuff. Just let go of all that. And just be present with yourself right now, how you're feeling. Okay, it doesn't matter how it should be, how you wanted it to be. We don't have control over that. Like I've stated, our internal and external states will always influence that. So I want you to let go of that and just accept that it's okay. It's okay how I'm feeling right now. It's okay for me to be in whichever state I am in right now. It's okay for me to be in whichever mindset I am right now. It's okay for me to be feeling overwhelmed right now. It's okay that my external world is very different to how it was previously right now. I want you to accept all of this because the less you'll accept, the more it will become difficult for you, the more you will think as if I'm supposed to be, I'm supposed to do, I'm supposed to feel, and you're not going to feel like that. So it will cause a further disconnect to Ramadan. So connect with yourself where you are right now. Connect with yourself, whichever mental, emotional, psychological, spiritual state you are right now. Just accept where you are right now, inshallah. And I want you to completely avoid looking at other people's social medias, other people's status, where it just feels like they're having the most perfect Ramadan. Listen, we all know that when we are on social media, majority of the people just like to put up their best self and the best part of things. Nobody wants to show what's not going on right, in their opinion right now. Okay, there are some really honest people, and I really, really admire them, that really vocalize that, listen, guys, it's okay to feel that this is not perfect. And they show the imperfection side of things. I really, really like that when people are showing the imperfection parts of their daily routines and lives, because it just normalizes that, listen, we're not actually perfect. So if there is any particular person, any particular group that can trigger you in feeling like, well, they've got their Ramadan together and I haven't, then just avoid looking. Please just avoid looking, because like I said, people usually put up their best self. So avoid anything that will make you feel like you're not where you're supposed to be, or you're not what you're supposed to be. There's no supposed to be. You just show up. Ramadan is a time where we just show up. And you show up because Ramadan doesn't need you to be in a particular state. It's not going to change because you are different this year, because you are feeling different, because maybe your health is compromised or your circumstances are compromised. That does not change the mercy and blessings of this month. And that's what I want to really emphasize. Just because you're not feeling great, just because you're not feeling connected, it does not at all change anything to do with this blessed month and the blessings of it. Blessings of this month will still be showering upon you. The mercy of this month will still be showering upon you. All the gifts and the treasures of this month are still there, regardless of how you feel. Now, I think that is big in itself, knowing that Ramadan's going to accept me in whichever state I'm in. So I don't actually have to be in a particular state. It does not change the status of Ramadan. It's not going to change anything of Ramadan. You show up in whichever state you are, Ramadan will accept you in the state you are. So this is powerful. This is the connection. This is the connection I want you to think about. It doesn't want anything from me. Ramadan's not asking anything from me. It's a gift for us. It's a big gift for us from Allah. Something we need every year just to be able to gain all those things that we fall short on throughout the year. But it doesn't need anything from you in a particular way. Yes, there's a routine to Ramadan. There's a suhoor time, there's an iftar time, and as normal, we've got all our salah times. There's this extra part that we do in Ramadan that we don't normally do in other times of our life as frequently as Ramadan is, the Ramadan nights. Ramadan nights are really blessed as well, yeah? But none of this is going to change. However you are feeling, none of this is going to change. And this is what I want you to focus on. If you're going to keep focusing on yourself, that you're not feeling the way you're supposed to, or you're not in a state that you thought you should be in, or you're not feeling the spiritual high that you're supposed to be feeling, none of that is going to change the actual month, which has arrived right now, and you are in it. You are in it right now. So accept it and embrace it, because it's a gift for you. And it doesn't matter how you're feeling internally, externally. It doesn't matter if last year you were doing so much and this year you're doing a quarter of what you were doing last year. Because it's not really about the numbers. It's about the sincerity. As long as you can continue to be sincere in your limited time or your limited effort, I don't want to call it effort because every effort is great, your limited time that you can give Ramadan this year, or yourself this year, or the things that you want to do in Ramadan, it doesn't change the gifts that you will get in return for it. It's the sincerity that really, really matters. And I want you to focus on how sincere you are, even if you've just got a little bit of time for your Quran or your Ibadah or whichever form of Ibadah you're doing. Even if it's different from the years before, it doesn't matter. And I want you to be okay with this. Year in, year out, Ramadan's going to be different. And I want you to make your timetable personal to you. Not personal, and I mean personal to you right now. Not how it was last year, not how it was the year before. Okay, because it could even be that let's talk about timetables, right? You could be a uni student or a school student, or you have a work timetable or shift works or something, and that's not really aligning with Ramadan this year. That's fine. You create a timetable for Ramadan based specifically to your circumstances. It should always be like that. It should be specific to your circumstances, taking into consideration all the internal and external factors that are going on for you right now, this year, this time, today. Not how it was last year. That's not going to work this year. There'll be lots of different things this year that wouldn't have applied last year. There's things that applied last year that won't apply this year. And I think this is one of the things that we get wrong, which actually then further disconnects us, because it's like, I'm just not feeling it. There was this theme last year where clients were just feeling like, I just don't feel connected. I'm just not feeling it. And guys, there's one other thing we really have to take into consideration is that seasons will be different every year. Weather will be different every year. Time zone will be different every year, depending on, you know, which part of the world you're living in. So all these factors have to be taken into consideration. And then how can it be, if Ramadan actually moves every year with the lunar calendar, how can it be that we feel exactly the same? I mean, I know how I felt in those really long Ramadan days in the summer, when we had really short nights and really, really long days. And that felt so different to now, the shorter days. But we have to be okay with that. And we have to keep moving with that. Because if Ramadan isn't stagnant and it doesn't show up the same time of the year, then how are we putting pressure on ourselves thinking we are supposed to feel exactly the same every year? And like I said, I think that is really the problem of why we feel disconnected. So just embrace it. Don't put pressure on yourself. Embrace it in whichever shape or form you are in, because Ramadan will accept you in any shape or form that you are in. It doesn't need you to be anything more than that. So be honest with yourself. Be real with yourself. Be realistic with yourself. Be practical with yourself. When you think of connection, the connection actually is that Ramadan has now arrived and I am showing up to Ramadan in the state I am in. That's connection. When we connect with somebody, we don't connect with them at a point like, I need to feel a certain way before I start connecting with them. No, I need to be in a certain state before I start connecting with them. When we connect with people, we'll connect with them sometimes in our most worst times, and we connected with somebody. It's like, you know, I just needed that person at that time. So it wasn't like you needed to get yourself to a particular point or feel a particular way. You just connected with them. And honestly, sometimes I feel when we're so broken, that's the best time to actually be in Ramadan. And that is connection. That is connection. And you know, it almost makes you think, doesn't it, that maybe we are misunderstanding the word connection. We're associating connection to a particular state or feeling that we should be in spiritually. But that's not the connection that we need. Connection is where I am right now. And I am going to embrace Ramadan where I am right now. So what I want you to do is I want you to think of a canvas in front of you where you had all these expectations of yourself. I want you to wipe it clean, completely clean. Wipe it all down. And then I want you to start writing on this blank canvas how your Ramadan is going to be according to your current circumstances, according to your current internal and external state. You gain the control back, because feeling disconnected makes us feel extremely out of control. And this will be your way of gaining control back, that you are now the author of this canvas and you are going to create what your Ramadan is going to look like, inshallah. So I think this all needs to be put in perspective first before we then delve into this journey of healing in Ramadan. And in the coming episodes, we are going to particularly focus on the heart. and what the heart is carrying, and how we will empty this heart of things that we didn't even know we were carrying. But to actually do that, we need to set the foundation. And the foundation is how to actually feel connected to Ramadan. And how do we feel connected to Ramadan? Is exactly what I said. Is first recognizing the internal, external factors that may be making us feel disconnected, and understanding where I am at this, in this year, right now, right? I mean, even today, right now, at this minute, where am I? How am I feeling? What's my status? Where am I in life? And embracing that first, and then embracing Ramadan according to that. Not where you perceived it to be, or where you anticipated it to be, or where you imagine you had these goals for yourself. I should have at least by now memorized X, Y, and Z surah, because that was what I had planned to do. I should have just kind of felt better about a certain person that I'm feeling not so great about before I entered Ramadan. So all these I should have. Then Ramadan comes, they haven't been done, and you suddenly feel like, I'm just not ready. I wasn't ready. Ramadan has just creeped up on us. Ramadan does. It creeps up on us. It's supposed to be like that. It just shows you that sometimes you're not prepared, and that's okay. It doesn't change the mercy and blessings of this month. It doesn't change anything of this month. All that's changed is you. And you was supposed to change. You are supposed to be changing. Life always will be changing. But Ramadan is one thing that doesn't change. And obviously it does change, because I mentioned that it changes in terms of the lunar calendar. But the mercy and blessings and the barakah and the treasures of this month does not change. Never, ever will change. So that's already like a great start, knowing that, look, it's okay for me to feel like this. That doesn't change Ramadan. If your ibadah before was at this, where you perceived it to be maximum level, and right now it's not at that level, it's not going to change your reward. It's not going to change the blessings of it, is it? It's just your mindset that is making you feel like I should have been a particular way. So inshallah, let's begin. We've already begun Ramadan, but let's begin right now. In connecting to Ramadan, in whichever state I am in, let's just connect to it. Join me, inshallah, in episode 2, where we are going to start this healing journey.